RD's not gonna be with us tonight. I don't know if you've been told, but yesterday he went to the doctor. I guess last weekend he had a bout that caused him to go back into Baylor by ambulance, and he recovered from that. But he went down to his cancer doctor down in Dallas, and yesterday the doctor, I guess he's got some new tumors, and the chemo's just been killing him. And the doctor said, well, we got two choices. We can get more aggressive on the chemo, and but it might kill you, or we can put you in the hospice. And so RD has elected to go the hospice route. So y'all don't mind keeping him in your prayers. We're going to need those prayers ourselves as we get through this. So I am not the chairman. I am going to remain the vice chairman. He is the chairman in absentia. So I just want to make that. So,
I read that doctors are apparently not allowed to tell you about trials. You have to go out and find out about that yourself. And, but, you know, there are some trials now that have been phenomenal for people. But trying to find out about them has to be very difficult, especially when someone's ill. You know, you don't feel like there's a person around that. And I don't know why they would restrict doctors from letting people know. I heard that a couple of years ago, so I don't know what the status is now.
This is, as far as I remember, this is the third time he's dealt with this cancer. It keeps coming back. And as aggressive as they've been on the chemo form, he's got some new tumors. So it's, I just pray that he's comfortable.
Right.
And I'm going to go cook him some chicken fried ribeye tomorrow. So, having said that, keep, I say, if you're a praying man, a person, it never hurt. And,
is there any way to contact him with the email? Because he's not going to feel like we have emails for us.
I mean,
I'll give you Trina's phone.
I was going to say, yeah.
Appreciate that.
You can call him, and Trina usually answers, or I call Trina now, and she, you know, but he's open for visitors. So when he had the crisis at home, they took him by ambulance to the one here, Baylor Scott and White McKinney. But the ones that were all his medical staff and treatment team were down at Baylor. Down in Dallas, the big one.
So is that where he's at
now? No, he's at home.
Okay. Yeah.
He's just going through hospice care, so I guess hopefully he can stay at home. I don't know the details, but so as far as consent items, I guess the first one we have here is 23-047.
Are you a quorum?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, we do have a quorum. Thank you for telling. So the first item is our minutes from last meeting. Is there anything missing, or is there a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion approved. A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. I signed that. Item number 23-0476, Memorial Day program. We usually like to do a little debrief. I thought the program went relatively well. There were some issues with the PA system, and I've been told by the mayor directly that he's going to make sure that that's addressed next time. Is that true?
I think that PA system is going to be retired officially.
It's not the same one from Brenner.
No, and I think it was that. I'll take the blame for that. An assumption our guys were pulling out that same sound system, and they weren't. They were going with what memory someone had, or something different we used at one time. And I said, I don't ever recall us using that PA system. I think they might have during the sundown ceremony, when it was smaller, and, you know, those ceremonies were smaller, and basically just a podium and then a PA out there, so that they know what they were calling. So when I saw it there, I'm like, oh, and it had been in better shape. And they said they tested it. I said, yeah, it's kind of hard testing it when there's no one around kind of stuff. You might have gotten a few words out and it sounded good, but then when you try to turn it up, and that was our issue, the more to try to turn it up a little bit, the worse it got. So it was kind of where it was. It was interesting listening at times. You could hear it was kind of messing up, but then a few people got up there and it seemed like it was doing fine. I don't know if they spoke into it differently or what, but that system won't see the light of day again. Thank you. Very yard somewhere.
My only recommendation is we get speakers, put them on stands, because when they're down low, the people in the front kind of absorb the sound.
The other side didn't have it on stands. Like,
yeah.
Normal day,
yeah.
Veterans Day didn't have it on stands.
Yeah, yeah.
Had that good ones on stands.
Even to that note, I have a PA system in my office with two battery-powered wireless speakers and a wireless microphone and two stands. It sets up like that. But I told them, I said, I would have brought that if I know who's using this one. That's actually a pretty expensive system. That's why it sits in my office, so we won't mess with it. But it would have been better, so we will have better sound. And that's something that I joke with the mayor and our city manager about. Is it too late for supplemental for new sound system? we actually have some funding for replacing some of our sound system that had been out there in the past. And it was a control board. That control board that we have is like 15 years old. So getting a better one to look at. And the mayor has actually offered some advice just because of his
story. He's looking at that.
Yeah. and looking at the sound system we had out there in the past, it's a control board from our stage. It actually goes with our stage and, you know, set it up, and it's got like 16 inputs. We really didn't need more than 16 inputs. We don't have that many mics and things involved, so, but it does kind of control everything with the amp, and so we'll have a better system out there.
Just to add to that, I talked with the guys, and there was some confusion on how to set up one way and the other way. I said, we're just going to set everything up for every event, Memorial Veterans Day, the same. Whether someone's singing, if there's a choir, no choir, it's all just going to be the same. There's no confusion going forward. So, yeah,
the choir always had a couple extra mic stands.
Yeah.
Were they their own stuff, though? Or was that the city stuff?
No, that's...
If they brought anything, they may have brought their own mics. Maybe cables, but typically, as to Marty's point there, we'll set everything up the same. What would be the difference is if we were having a choir, like I said, with a board that has multiple inputs, you just run wires to them. And with those multiple inputs, what you're allowed to do is have a master volume and control each mic separately on a volume. So what you do is when you get a speaker up there that's really, you know, projected in the microphone, you may bring that down a little bit. And someone who does it, you gotta bring that up a little bit. So that's what we'll have up there next time. And that control is away from the stage, so we're doing that kind of behind the scenes. You know, listen to it. That was the note I had down, sound.
Other than the sound, anybody have any observations what we can do, improve it for the next time?
The colors. They seem to go in the back one time, in the front one sometimes. So.
You talk about the Marine.
Mm-hmm.
So we call it, it's called parading the colors.
Right.
Yeah, and we do that because we don't want them standing there the whole time.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Like, so if we're going to have them in front, let's just move the chairs back for who's
oh,
sitting.
That's good. Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah, give us
some space. It's been behind us before, too. That's the other
part.
Yeah, you're right. So
I think we need to take note of that next when we do the setup, second thing. Movement. That's good. That's a very good one. Yeah.
It just went to the center in front of the podium. That would have been fine, too.
That's a part of it. Because the speaker's not speaking to be right in front of us.
But
yeah, off the side, the whole parade of colors, plus along the sleeve. That's all what they're supposed to do. It's just where we have chairs, it's like right there.
Yeah. So, you know, we can talk about this more next month, but an idea, and I talked to RD about this. Be nice if we could maybe consider providing out of our budget an honorarium to the program for their, because they do an excellent job.
Oh, yeah.
Year in, year out. They're always raising money for, they're always needing money for uniforms. So we'll talk, just I'll table that, but that's just a thought that I have.
And certainly, I mean, I think, unfortunately, I think we've had one fallout just about every time.
Yeah.
And you know, we're going over that with it constantly. After, you know, the third time of seeing it, I was going, you know, he's saying that just left and right to them, and yes, still. So I actually packed a few extra waters in my car, a little cooler, just to get it. My daughter went and grabbed one for each one of them over there.
So there's going to be, so need to get my hands on the book that RD has and figure out a way to update it and move it forward. We'll deal with that. So,
good.
Okay, if there's no other discussion on the.
Well, Nina has something to add. So.
I just want to add a little something because I was thinking of y'all were talking. Did you say, Marty, that you were going to add electrical outlets over there?
We would love to put some in
there. There is one.
On the back.
I've seen it.
On the back side. Yeah, we're trying to, we would like to have something that comes up and it's inside the circle area there.
Yeah.
That's just something we've just discussed. We haven't actually gotten to that part of how we would do it or what, but.
We put that in the budget when we put in the Gold Star Memorial, but it never.
We just kept thinking it would be really nice to have the power right where it needs to be instead of having to run wires everywhere and around the side and that kind of stuff. So we still may look into that.
You're still looking into that?
Yeah, we just haven't had
that. With the sound systems we'll be using, we won't need any power to that location.
Yeah, because of the wires.
We still need maybe either a better way to run.
Yeah, the other thing I wanted to bring up is I brought RD's books. You know, at last minute he couldn't attend. He did attend the service on Monday at Ridgeview, but 48 books were given out to Memorial Wall people, folks. So I wanted to let y'all know that 48 books, and so we have more books, and that's going to be the protocol every Memorial Day. He wants to, you know, just give them away to any families that have names on that wall. And so we will be able to do that, and then we can reprint when we run out. And the other thing that we failed to do, Gary and I talked about it, we're going to make sure this year or next year or any time, you know, Mayor Fuller was up there, and I believe Rick Franklin was in the crowd, Patrick, was in the crowd, and we should have, I just wasn't thinking, I should have asked them to move up front and sit up there in front by Mayor Fuller, and we
probably should have recognized them too.
But we were caught off guard on a lot of things that from now on, we will.
A lot of times during our ceremonies, we have one of the speakers recognize council there when it's appropriate. I don't know if it's necessary as much in this because there's a different mission for this, but you're correct. You also have
just a good protocol. That's all.
Yeah, and we always have in the past. It's just things changed at last minute, and we just kind of were thrown off guard. We'll make sure.
I want to say there were five total. I think Dr. Feltus was there as well. Michael Jones was there. Patrick Cloutier.
Yes, that him and Rick. I talked to him.
Mayor Fuller and also Rick Franklin. What we're missing was Rain Rogers and Charlie Phillips.
That's all I wanted to say about that. Thank you.
Thank you, Nina. Okay, our next item is to 23-0475. Consider an act to discuss the placement of the Patriots marker by the VAR John Abson. So, ladies.
Actually, I'll kick this off. We do have two representatives from the John Abson chapter of the American Revolution, Ms. Bernadette Ciccone and Gretchen Adams here. I provided each one of you with a rendering of a plaque. There are some sizing options in a 24x24-inch plaque or a 30-inch by 30-inch plaque. I do believe one of the questions last time was the exact placement inside the Memorial Plaza. I don't think that was necessarily determined on our end. It could be decided by this board. You don't need to decide that tonight on the acceptance of it. Our crews will be the ones installing a pole and putting it on there.
on the pole. The smaller size is one that you would mount on something. So if you would prefer it to be on granite, like on some kind of granite, or to match the rest of the park, that's something that we would also could look into.
When you say, I'm under the impression it's like a brass or a metal.
So the plaque would look like that crank mount hurdle one, just like that. And that would be the 30 by 30. If you wanted to go the smaller, the 24 by 24, that would be these two pictures here in this little diagram.
And what can't be pulled out?
It cannot be full mounted. It would have to be either onto a wall or onto a rock, onto something like that.
Onto the ground
or onto a wall, yes.
Okay.
So here, I'll just... And the difference with this picture that Ryan has done for us, the only difference is it will not say the New York State Society. It will say Texas.
No, it'll say John Axton.
It'll say John Axton.
It'll have less words.
Yeah. So.
With an option there of a pole mount or pretty much a wall mount, I would imagine that even the pole mount could be placed on some kind of flat surface if intended. I mean, that's not a hard thing to do for something like this. But if you got into a substantial base foundation for something, you might get into an issue. We did have that with the Gold Star Memorial as well, when you got into making a foundation for that thing. That thing's sizably different, but it turned into a, I don't know if we had to get an engineer stamp foundation design for that. That gets a little different. This probably wouldn't get to that, but it would be more substantial as far as installing something. And our guys could probably install something if it was purchased, but probably not constructing one on site if that's what it needed to be. But even with, I think, the pole mount being bigger, you could install something flat if you wanted to, but it kind of depends up to the board how they want it to be installed out there.
So our objective tonight is to approve.
You can basically your charge tonight is to approve acceptance for going into
the park.
The park, yes. Yeah, we can hash out those details. I'll let the ladies here correct me if I'm wrong. They've been fundraising for one of these, and there is a different charge from what I saw for the sizes of them, so I'm not sure where they're at on each one of those funding wise. But they would be funding it, we would be installing it. There is some language with the city when this gets installed in the park, it becomes city property per se. Talked it over with them, they seem to be fine with that. Basically, that means we're on the hook if someone vandalizes the damages or whatever, we can fix it. So all the other things for our third back is still, of course, being, you know, donated by them.
So, I think it's a wonderful marker, and I think we tentatively discussed putting it on the ground in the front where we put the time in that general area where we put the time capsule would probably be a great place for it.
I see what you're saying, but that doesn't. I think that would give us traffic like right there to look at. I'm not looking at a review of it. It's not like we're with the time capsule right there, but that's not really something people would walk by and see. Like, what about somewhere along one of those walking trails? Like, where people could actually walk by it and look it out and look at it where it's more visible. And plus, if we get this too cluttered up here, it'll just kind of space out some of the memorial type stuff within the park.
Between the wall and the
I agree with what Seth's saying, and I think it ought to be ground mounted too, instead of pole mounted. In my opinion, I like this the one on the left here. I know that's granite, but a nice piece of granite with that thing mounted on it, I think it would look really nice.
True.
I think the ground mounted idea would when we made changes by putting in the Gold Star Memorial, we were forced to go through the city architect. And there's a whole bunch of considerations that they have. And I think putting a ground mounted plaque somewhere in the walkway would probably pass their muster a lot easier than a pole.
Yeah, I think it would too.
The pole would be a question. We would have to get that approved and make it happen. Would we be able to do that? The ground mount, what I mentioned about foundation, I don't think would garner any issues on that.
Well, I'm just thinking from the aesthetic point of view. They had a vision when they created that park, and anything we do to it needs to kind of conform to that vision.
Well,
start putting in signs.
Yeah, that's
why I was saying we're willing to do the smaller size on the grid that looks the same.
Yeah, I think that looks good.
Goes with the aesthetic of the park.
So if we, I guess my question is, if we think most times accept it, can we then, I don't know, whoever was the designer of the park, and go to them and say, look, we're going to put this in the park, ask them for their, because, you know, I can look at it like, oh, it's great, and everyone say, it looks like junk. But whoever had that vision could probably tell us, this is probably the right place for it. They'll be telling, hey, we want to put on a picture.
I still think it would be up to us to decide where we want it, would it not?
Yeah, ultimately, that, you know, but I'm looking for recommendations based on
yes
what.
When we put in the Gold Star Memorial, we had an idea of where we wanted it, and it's pretty close to where we wanted it, but it was where they wanted it. It was actually where they wanted it. Yeah, over there, you know, I thought another good place is in the Flag Plaza area, but there are a lot of underground utilities in that area too. So.
If it is similar to the granite stone we placed for the time capsule, just mounted on top of something like that, then probably no issue at all wherever we want to place it. Not digging up too much. And we want to make sure that maintenance wise it's something simple to work around. Where the time capsule is, there's not really a maintenance issue. But we can certainly vet any spots where it goes. The designer of the Veteran Memorial was David Shipp, a McKinney resident who had designed, he designed this park here, the landscape architect that we used numerous times. He did the work for the design there pro bono, did not charge any money for the design of the Veterans Memorial. He's a good man, a former Marine himself, so that's what he felt to call him to do that. So I don't know about engaging David, but we haven't used his services in a few years.
So what I think we ought to do tonight, vote as to whether or not we will accept this plaque and get that part handled.
Well, I make a motion we accept the plaque.
A second.
Do we have, well, hang on. Do we have to specify a size column?
No.
Tonight?
I think that might be a
how critical is our decision as to whether or not we want to poll?
Well, part of our application to the National Society to get this approved through them is we have to have a location and a size.
Right.
So, I mean, you can accept it now, but that's still, we can't move forward until we have a location and a...
All right. When I say location, what do they mean?
Well, I would think
just the part that... Do you GPS coordinates exactly?
I don't think, well, there has to be that specific,
but I think
probably has to be maybe a little more specific than just the park.
Around the walkway.
Yeah.
A little rendering with a big X.
Yeah.
Somewhere near the X.
One thing to consider this walkway, at least one of those ribbons was designed for each branch of the service, and we talked about adding one for first case force or so. So do you pick a branch of the service that it sits next to, or, you know, then you almost have to be out there again to kind of go.
Well, when I was walking around at Memorial Day service, I was thinking, you know, where the sidewalk kind of curves, we're on the south side of the park, where the sidewalk curves by the flags.
Yeah.
It might be good to put it up in that corner, because, you know, the revolution's at the start, and everything else kind of.
Or
where
I call it Flag Plaza.
Yes.
Yeah. That I was thinking there or either side are good places for it, but we can. been my experience in the past, no matter what we decide, somebody who has the artistic vision is going to say, no, it's going to be right there.
Yeah.
If we want to get it done, we usually say, okay, that's where it's going to be.
Well, back to my question, do we have to specify a size? Have we decided whether it's going to be full mount or front mount?
Well,
not tonight. I don't
if
think
we're not going to full mount it, that kind of determines the size.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Well, we would need also basically what size would you rather go with? Because we've already raised enough funds for the larger marker, so we would just need to know, you know, so we could start investigating with for the piece of granite and what color, what size, what.
Well, we want the granite, I think, to match with that.
Right.
Yeah. I think no matter which size you go with, if the 24x24 is designed to kind of be wall mounted, that's one thing. Like I said, we could make a 30x30 flat mount and
right.
get that done.
Right.
That's not possible to fabricate that. But to be up to you guys as well, which side you want to go with. To their point, they've raised enough money to purchase the larger of the two. But then if there's a cost for a grant, piece of granite, that might eat into that. So it might be 24x24, and the funds they've raised would cover it all.
Right.
How do you get your time capsule, just for me to get a visual?
You know, it wasn't much bigger than a time capsule, which was...
The marker?
Yeah.
About 20
so
by 20.
It's probably about 18
by 18 or something like that. Or probably, it didn't square it up. So, yeah, I think we can set it tonight with the next meeting, figure out by that time we can reach out to Ship and see what he thinks or whoever else is our visionary of what we'll try out there.
I bet you if Ship's still around,
you reach out to him. I can't see him not.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if he might have moved out of the area, but certainly can engage him. I will say that Marty and I will go out there and vet the location that you're kind of thinking of about the flag positive. One, for us, is we want to put it in a spot where it's not going to get damaged by any maintenance that goes on out there. Because, as I said many times, we hold that spot as a holy spot. Maybe the guy running the lawnmower doesn't think of it so much that way, because, you know, he's been on the job for 3 weeks, and we just want to make sure. Because, and I'll say that's the fact that it's not our guys running the lawnmower out there. our guys, I think, would. But it's maintained by a Craig Ranch Association, and sometimes, yeah, if you get someone new out there, we want to make sure that it's easily maintained around it and not risk.
So if we make a motion to approve this, can we decide, if you guys go out there between now and the next meeting, can we decide by the next meeting what size we're going to want?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, then I make a motion we approve this plaque to go at the Veterans Memorial.
Okay, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
We'll try to be as efficient as possible.
4 months, right?
Do we have any public comments or anything for the good of the order?
Again. I have been at RD's this afternoon, and I promised him I would always be here in spirit with him.
You need to apply for more.
I am not a vet for my dad.
You need to apply for the board.
Anyway, what I want to ask, either. But you're married to one. My husband's not one. That's okay. I'm still going to be here. This is, I wanted to tell you all a little bit of something. Okay, first of all, we just had that golf tournament. Remember, we were talking about it prior? And at the last meeting, and I wanted to tell y'all that RD, we were so happy he was able to make that. And see, he was part of the one 12 years ago, one of the ones that began the golf tournament. So it was real important that he was there, so he was there. And we did the best ever at this golf tournament, which we're real pleased about, of course. Rick was there, and he
he won a raffle either, and I was going to embarrass him. And so we've set the tournament again for next year, and it'll be May 20th. The Veterans Golf Tournament will be May 20th, 2024. Now, I was out there today, and he said to tell y'all hi, and I didn't write any notes down, but, you know, this board is real important to him, and I'm so glad he was able to be here this last year or so. And I was going to try to read something, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. I can maybe put this on your eye. he's been my hero for a long time, and I'm not going to yell to him. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't think I can do it.
Can I read it for me?
I'm going to give it a try. This was a letter to him, and I'm not a poet, but I had to do it this way. And I've known him, you know, for 15 years. He's been a part of my life. And I can't tell you enough, he's like a brother to me. And I don't have brothers and sisters. So, Artie, you are my hero. I wonder if you will ever know how special you are to me. A time of troubles when we met, and you helped me just be me. We did the props. I learned a lot. Of times I would not want. You taught me well. I felt the hell of a war I knew not. As time continued, I realized your friendship is worth so much. And your wife, your true love, became an extra special touch. You are my hero. In so many ways, I sincerely respect your words of wisdom, your service to our country, your dedication to history, your love of fine music, your kind demeanor, your dedication to family, your love of pets, your funny friendships, your perseverance attitude, and especially your love of life. You are my hero. May you have many more birthdays to celebrate. I will always be with you to blow out even one candle. I will always love and enjoy truth. I will always be Aunt Nina to your fur babies. Thank you, R.D., for all the happy you have given me. I love you big time. You are my hero. Happy birthday to you for him. Love, Nina.
Between now and the next month, we will try to get the location figured out. I'll work with Ryan and Kara to see if we can. I forget the architecture staff people that I dealt with before, but I know they're
there. It's our development team.
And just want to let you know, I might have discovered a couple of names, so my wife and I will be working. Vet those names. There's a website in the Netherlands that has a list of all the American graves, and I found a couple of Collin County references. I might have found them before and found out that they're false, but anyway, so there's still work to be done in that regard. And I think next month we can begin with an agenda item to put the planning together for the event. I'm just going to throw this out. RD wanted Bob Thomas to be the speaker or Glenn Coleman. And I think Bob was his primary. And so we'll vote on that next month, and then we'll reach out to or any other people that you guys think. I think the tradition has always been that we've had a veteran speak to us.
Right.
And that's the way it should be. So, like I say, I'll be going up to see RD tomorrow, and lot to a lot of people, and me especially. He's my mentor. And the last thing I thought to, I hate to mix personal business, but we're dedicating two new portraits in the courthouse next Monday, so if you have time, at 11 o'clock.
What time?
11 o'clock. So, one of them, pardon me?
Monday.
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 19th?
Yes, sir. Yeah, Juneteenth.
Cool.
Did you get extra space?
Still working. Still working. I haven't got it.